Got nothing to offer anybody. Haven't done jack shit since high school. Why would any girl ever marry me?
Marry you? I'm just trying to get someone to play with your ding dong.
He's driving me insane.
No, you're driving him insane. You're older than me and you still live at home. I have a job, you know? I pay my own way.
You work at a bank. Am I supposed to be dazzled?
Well, at least I don't live at home.
No, you live in a tiny little shithole and you can't afford breakfast, so you come here and you eat for free.
Whatever. Okay, listen, I'm off to work now, okay? Me and Dad have jobs. We're doing something with our lives. Time for you to grow up. Good luck with that job, hon, okay?
All right, let's just cross our fingers, okay, Freddy? Let's cross our fingers and hope that I get a job. I'm serious. Just cross your fingers. All right, fingers crossed. I hope I get a jobby, Freddy. I got my fingers crossed. I hope I get a jobby. I got my fingers crossed. I got my fingers crossed. 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 Stuh.
Edition of Papa's Basement. I'd like to say hello to everyone out there listening. If you want to hear us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., we are on www.fcac.org/WEBR. If you want archives of the show, they can be found at www.inpapasbasement. And there can also, you can see a webcomic by the name of Dirty Tissues, which... Jerry, don't laugh off the microphone. You laugh into the microphone. That's how radio works. That is found at www.dirtytissues.com. And Jerry, I have in studio today, not the usual, no William. Will is trying to buy a car. He got into it with a car salesman yesterday, and it almost came to fisticuffs from what I understand, which is about what you'd expect from Will.
You're about to come down with a very serious case of my shoe and your rectumitis.
There you go. I need to turn the volume up so people can hear those again. That was Artie threatening a case of shoe and your rectumitis. And we can also go with this one.
Tear him a new a-hole.
Ta-da. So, Jerry, are you reading the catalog?
No, I am not reading the catalog. Okay. I'm preparing myself mentally to...
You are mentally focusing.
Speak on the radio. This is crazy, John.
A moment of zen. So we do have in studio my old cohort, the artist and the, I guess, the vision behind Dirty Tissues, Jerry Perez.
Howdy.
Hell, it's talk firmly.
Howdy.
Sound off like you got a pair, to quote Drill Sergeant.
I know.
Hartman.
It's so hard, John.
Oh, I know. You're a handsome devil. So God, what do we have to update this week? I guess the big thing would be I'm now gainfully unemployed. The personal training lasted all of 1 week. I'm really proud of that.
Yay!
And I guess I need to explain that a little bit for those not aware. You know, I do the show for my mother anyhow, so why am I pretending?
Okay.
There's an audience out there that doesn't know what's going on. But I had been working a 9-to-5 for a little over 2 years, maybe 2.5, and it just wasn't really fulfilling. I was obviously put on this earth because there's a God who wants me behind the microphone, and he wants me to smite my opponents, to crush them and see them driven before me.
Or a force.
A force. I actually believe in nothing. I believe in the force of me getting off my fat ass and doing something.
That's something to believe in right there. I think that's the important part.
Yeah, exactly. I believe in this.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have
there.
To say!
That is what I subscribe to, and I've been a big fan of that faith, however you want to abbreviate it, for since my childhood. Well, I get out of the 9-to-5. I figure what the hell? I'm good at training people. I've trained lots of friends, much the way you trained me. Jerry Perez is the man that actually got me in the gym. I still remember this as I was 19. Weren't there days I would have cigarettes on the way to the gym?
Yeah, there were days you would have cigarettes on the way to the gym. And I'm looking at you like, John, what the hell's going on? We're going to work out and become healthy. That doesn't involve smoking and killing your lungs.
I would have the brown nicotine fingers clutched around the barbells. And I still remember to this day, there was a time when I first got there, a girl out benched me. And I was like, it can't get worse than that. It's just all up from here. But yeah, thanks to Jerry, I now lift. I throw around a weight or two. And I've been able to pass that passion on to others. I've helped a lot of people get in shape.
And you have wonderful stretch marks on your biceps.
Oh, my God, yes. And in the pec and in the armpit.
Let's not forget about the wonderful side effect of lifting, the stretch
mark. Mine were brutal because I had, like, big, fat Shubzo arms. Like,
fat lard?
I guess the mix of muscle and fat really pushed them forth because I had like red rakes up and down my biceps.
Yeah, they're kind of like craters. It gives your arm a nice texture.
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting, if you will. But I remember your brother used to call me Tiger because of the red stripes and not because I was killer in bed.
I am not gay.
And so I figured, screw it. Maybe I will thrive as a personal trainer making my own hours. And I can get into that racket. Maybe that's my calling. You know, while I attempt to do radio and attempt to do stand-up and all the other crap I tell myself I'm going to do so that I just don't blow my friggin' head off day to day, maybe personal training is going to be what funds it for me. So I go through a few classes. You know, I'm qualified to tell people how to break their spines after roughly 24 hours of training. I can see the face of the guy in the studio next to us reflected in the tape deck. It really creeps me out. My brother says he looks like The Rock, but retarded. It's not a bad description, honestly. So I get into that racket, and I'm working 30 hours a week this whole week. This whole week, I logged 30 hours of work. I'm so proud. I'm Bush Jerry. And it was hell. First, you want to guess what my base pay was hourly?
$30 an hour.
Go lower. Go lower, my little optimist.
$20 an hour.
So close, but keep going lower.
$10 an hour?
Keep going.
God. $5 an hour.
Not that bad, but it was a pussy hair above federal minimum wage.
Mm.
I was making the big ocho.
The big ocho.
The big ocho.
Which is better than the big siete.
It came to a point where it's like I'd rather be paid nothing and have my freedom.
Okay.
But we'll get to that part of the story in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm making $8 an hour walking the floor. Walking the floor. It makes me sound like a hooker. I mean, like, I didn't feel pimped out enough by my boss as it was, where his motto was literally, like, smacking his hands together, like, make that money. Make that money. Like, I felt like a dirty hooker.
But he actually said, make that money.
Make that money. It's like,
wow.
What's your sales
advice?
Here's
your pimp.
Exactly. He's like, what's your sales advice? Make that money.
Oh, wow.
I mean, why don't you just say ho and walk around with a cane? Get it over with.
So drink
from a chalice.
How does that work? So you were in sales? You have to sell personal training?
I have to sell myself.
Oh.
I am literally a whore.
Wow.
I am a prostitute. So I'm walking around, and I'm training. First of all, most people in this area, they're not friendly. We'll go out on a limb and just say they're not friendly people. They get to the gym, they keep their heads down so they don't have to communicate with other people, and they put on iPods. If that body language message wasn't enough, they put on the iPod to say, F you, do not talk to me. So my job is to kind of stare them in the eye and, like, smile and try to bring it out of them. You know?
No offense, John, but you staring somebody in the eye and smiling, that looks a little
off.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the grin of I want to molest your kids when it's coming out of my face.
Yeah, I mean.
Or I can see your nipples. It's never a friendly thing. Not that I'm not friendly. I've learned how to fake it. Not to sound like a sociopath. I've learned how to fake being normal and social. It's not me at my core. I mean, you remember me when I was younger. My core was getting high and watching Willy Wonka.
And cough syrup.
Cough syrup, getting high on cough syrup, a drug renowned for its ability not to make you social, but to pull you into yourself. to kind of make you like a cocoon, to put you in the womb for what seems like an eternity, but in reality it's like 6 hours. So even the drugs I used to get effed up on, that and amphetamines, they all just make you zone in and forget people. That's what got my junk hard, because I pay attention to too many people and like too many little distracting things. I hate focusing on one thing. The thought of focusing in on one person to hold a specific conversation with them, it practically turns my stomach. And this is what I'm making my livelihood on, Jerry. This is horrible.
Well, I mean, you could focus or train yourself to focus better. I mean, that is an option.
I was learning to.
But I don't think personal training is going to be your thing, John.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
I think you have other talents.
Yeah, yeah.
Like eating Twinkies.
Yeah. The good old delicious refined carbs. You bastard. You had to go with the weight.
Do it.
And buying large quantities of ice cream.
I've given up a lot of the junk food, honestly, man.
That's not what my mom said, John. She saw you at the store.
Your mom caught me on a very special day with Rich Harmon when we were having pig out day. Mrs. Perez's loose lips are going to sink these ships. You know what I say to her?
My hairy yellow butt.
There you go. No, I love Mrs. Perez. Mama Perez, not to further your cause, but yeah, I've eaten many a frozen cookie out of your freezer when I used to lift down there. I would wait for Mark to do the... I would lift with Jerry's brother Mark a lot back in the day when I first dropped out of school like a champ. And when he was doing the easy sets, I would scamper off. When he didn't need a spot, I would scamper off to the freezer. And your mom would always bake an S-ton of cookies. And I would eat these frozen oatmeal or chocolate chip cookies. And Mark would be like, John, are you in there? You better not be eating anything. And I'd scream, I'm not. And then wipe the crumbs off my little tank top and run back. And then I was always like, can we have Gatorades, Mark? I was eating everything in your house. I owe your parents hundreds in back food.
Yeah, you really do. We're still waiting for the payment. But
yeah, you ain't getting it. Not on my current salary,
we'll
at least.
Put it on your tab.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude. So where the hell were we? We were talking about your mom catching me eating. Those are special Sundays I share with Rich.
Okay.
Where we go to ABC.
So that had nothing to do with you failing as a personal trainer?
No, that was weeks ago.
Okay.
No, here's the thing. Okay. I will give it to you how life just kind of, it's sucked lately. You know my vices. My vices used to be overeating, sleeping in, beating off nonstop, and that was about it. I guess.
Smoking? I don't know if
that
really counts.
Yeah, I guess smoking wasn't so heavy. All right, let's see. A month ago, thought I was kind of entering into a relationship with someone. It lasted literally 1 week, like within an hour or two of that, Tuesday to Tuesday. It was a good time for a week. Don't get me wrong. It was a very good week. As far as week-long relationships go, that was the gold standard.
Well, you know, that's it right there. I mean, at least you got a good week, right?
What
else do you want?
That's
as much good stuff that comes out of relationships as a week, and then it's all downhill from there.
I would typically agree with you. I really dug the person. I'm something of a dirty, I guess whoring around would also be mild to moderate whoring around would also be under my list of vices. But I was really focused on this person. I was like, you know what? This is a real keeper. She is great, and she is a straight shooter. And nothing's going to go wrong here. You know, to quote Dewey Cox, ain't nothing bad going to happen today. And, you know, the span of 1 week showed me a lesson or two. Things done gone did bad there. And, okay, so we got that. To make room for this woman in my life, I had quit. Which vice do we quit when we have women in our lives? Jerry? Play along.
Which vice?
I know you never do it since you're always with a bevy of beautiful women, but John, who can't keep his, who treats his body like Candyland, what would he stop doing when he thought there'd be a woman that he'd have to sexually please every so often in his life?
I'm guessing the eating part.
Wrong. John stopped playing the pocket pool.
Ah.
and my vision is back to 2020. So I did that, and for whatever reason, I think maybe because I got a new computer at the same time, and I didn't really want to put porn on it for once, I've really quit that vice. And so let's get to the next vice, which has been ruthlessly torn out of my life. I told Leo, God bless my roommate, a few months ago,
darkness, everybody,
I wanted to be a personal trainer. And he laughed like I told him a joke. He's like, with that body? And I was like, you dirty son of a bitch. I, you know, die with your own bitch titties that you have flapping about. How dare you? But you know what? He's not the one who was trying to be a personal trainer. So John gives up. He's already given up beating off, Jerry. What else did I give up then?
The food part?
There you go.
Yay!
I've been eating nothing really but healthy crap. I got loaded at Fridays and smoked a pack yesterday and ate the Jack Daniels sampler. But other than that, it's been smooth sailing. So I'm down two vices already. Then, what the hell else do we have on my vice list? I'm so caught up in being angry. I'm like crying as I think of what I've lost. And I've lost some tummy, and I've lost some of my booby. I don't look like Anna Nicole Smith in her prime anymore. Although, given how fake they were, her T's really aren't shrinking in the grave either. She'd be one foxy zombie. So, long story. Oh, and I lost sleeping in ages ago. I've been a working man.
Yeah.
I've kind of gained that vice back, but I've been smoking like a chimney lately. That's kind of what's come back to the picture. And I started running, too. They really work well together.
Yeah.
I've been smoking like a frickin' chimney, dude. And it started, I would say, I quit the job within a few weeks of the girl problems. And it was this perfect storm of stress. And so I'm kind of, maybe I'm just running from it all. I'm quitting the personal training and focusing on the things I love. Because that's what I need to do in life. I have no woman. I have no pet at home. I have no fancy car. I still don't have a body that I can kind of stare in the mirror and pleasure myself to like Patrick Bateman. So I'm going to smoke, and I'm going to sleep in, and I'm going to work on my stand-up act a little. I'm going to film stuff. I'm going to get an internship at JFK. I don't know why I'm just spilling the guts out, but...
Write comics?
Don't even start me on Write Comics, mother effer. You're the...
They're coming. They're coming.
Tell that to everyone. I want that sound bite. I want you saying, they're coming.
They're coming.
There we go. Jerry's words to your godlike
ears. They are
ears.
On the way. I am, you know.
I got 12 comics, 15 comics already done.
I'm very busy with school. It's almost done. I have two more weeks of school, and then it's the website, and then it's new comics. And we'll try and get on a schedule, you know, a new comic, at least one new comic a week. And I think that's doable.
Yeah, I hope so. If we could swing that, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Because then we can start putting the AdSense up and making some money.
Yeah, I still need to do that too.
Oh, I need to do it on my... Dude, I got In Papa's basement working. It looks like S still. There's spaces that literally say, put your ad here, that I'm too lazy to put the AdSense into. I haven't figured out how to do it yet. Because I don't know HTML.
Well, you know, it's not that hard.
No.
It is time intensive, though. This is stuff that's, you know... means you got to sit down and focus, which is always your strong point.
I don't like that word.
But, you know, you're sitting down and focusing for a good, you know, hour or two, you know, all week. And then you might have a decent website by the end of the week.
Yeah, no, I take that back. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm going to extol one virtue here. I've learned to focus and do a lot of things I like pretty well. Is it still enough to turn a buck off them? No, but I think kind of Mother Fortune has to step in for a little bit of that. I don't know. I mean, I was thinking of maybe a few of the horror stories from my gym experience. Because, Jerry, you've logged a lot of gym time. You used to be a gym rat. Everyone's seen some effed up stuff go down in the gym. I remember one time you were spotting me and sweating like a pig. And a friggin' drop of sweat the size of like a Peter North load fell off your bald head and into my eye, and I screamed like a girl. It's one of the grossest things I've ever been part of. party too.
That's really not that bad.
No, I mean, have you seen anything horrid go down in the gym? I mean, I got stories we'll cut to in a second if you haven't.
I've heard of things bad happening in the gym, but I've never actually, I can't recall anything that I've seen. I mean, I've been embarrassed for other people, the one, you know, the screamers.
The guys who sound like they're having an O. I've never seen someone crap themselves. I've never seen someone puke or pee, you know, like after a heavy squat, which you know, are supposed to hear about, especially the puking. That's a sign of intensity. Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I can't count the number of times I've vomited in the gym.
Yeah, I have seen that. Guys that are just like, but they run to the bathroom and they make
it. Yeah, exactly. I've seen
but
the run.
I know in high school, somebody got their thumb busted, basically torn off by dropping the squat bar. When he racked the squat bar, he racked the squat bar on his thumb.
Wow.
And it basically was torn off. It was hanging on by a thread, ambulances called, stuff like that. Another one. This is one I heard from Mike Grady. I don't know if you remember Mike Grady.
Mike Grady's a liar. A dirty Irish liar.
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but because it was substantiated by one of the other guys on the football team. But
was it an Irishman? Another Irishman?
It might have been. Those
dirty Irish.
Yeah.
Scallywags, a lot of them.
But he was spotting this one dude that, I don't know if you remember the guy. He looked like he was really, really old, probably a Hispanic guy, had like a goatee. This is at Chantilly.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember him.
Like a mullet.
He cleaned the bathrooms.
Maybe.
Okay.
But he was spotting him, and he failed on the last rep. And as he's failing, Mike's trying to help him up, and he just starts popping a stiffy. As he's failing.
Really?
And Mike let it go, and he walked away.
Wow. Would have been a better story if Mike popped a stiffy, too.
But that's kind of the oddest thing I've heard happen. I don't know.
Go balls deep, pop.
Go balls deep, pop.
Yeah.
I have that on a t-shirt. That's going to be on my tombstone.
Go balls deep, pop.
But I think you probably have some better stories than I do.
I'm just going to go with the past week, just what I saw in the gym. And the winner is going to be a huge, fat, fat, sweaty guy.
I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
Sweating like Roger Ebert. Disgusting, copious amounts of sweat coming off him. It literally looked like he'd pulled out his cock and was pissing on either side of the treadmill. I mean, it's just running off him. And, you know, one of the reasons I quit this glorious $8 an hour job, I had to pick up people's dirty towels. I had to put the weights back. If I saw trash on the floor, I picked it up. I had to clean the bathrooms once an hour, like make sure there are no paper towels on the floor. Like, I used to be a germ freak. When I was in like 7th, 6th grade, dude, I was a germ phobe, like a hand washer, like to the point my hands were cracking open, like I was nuts about it. So I'm still pretty anal about germs. Like, I don't try to openly court them. You know, I try to wear my rubbers all the time. You know, every time I hook up with a chick, I think I'm dying of AIDS for like 2 weeks. And this is kind of my hell. So lo and behold, I'm walking around and this guy is just decimating this poor treadmill. And I'll be goddamned if he didn't give me the Jerry Perez, a complete stranger, get sweat in my eye and open mouth. I mean, it was just pouring off him. Really, it looked like, I can't even convey how shiny the treadmill was. It looked like a giantess had pleasured herself with it. It was filthy. I've never seen anything like that in all my years in the gym. And, of course, I had to clean up after the disgusting bastard. So that was a great one. There was also the Asian woman I saw. Hold on. I love that one. Rick James, welcome to the China Club. And I'm looking, and she's got the ponytail, not much of a figure on her, and kind of, have you ever seen, there's a half Hawaiian, half Japanese girl that back in my UVA days, I was kind of, that, you know, one of the only chicks I did anything with in college.
I don't think so. I don't think I ever met her.
Yeah, you probably didn't. Uh-uh. The complexion was a little screwed, where there was, like, light acne scarring. I love how I talk about the quality of women I bagged back then. And it made almost the illusion of a beard. You know what I mean? Just a little light one. On her, it wasn't so bad, although the complexion really wasn't the best on her. And this Asian woman shared this same defect. Kind of the beard of acne, a little bit of acne beard. And I'm walking around, I was just like, you know what? No ass, no tees, you got the acne beard. You got a hard lot in life, lady. I'm cleaning up the men's room an hour later, and I look up, and I got a crying game moment and a half when this huge pubic poof with a tiny, it looked like a Vienna sausage with a Band-Aid around it, is poking out of it. I look up. It's my Asian woman friend. It's actually an Asian dude. That one got me because I, in my heart of hearts, thought it was a woman until I look up and see junk about eye level. And then I'm like, oh, I'll be damned. Welcome to Stereotype Central. You know, just no meat whatsoever. No girth. Nothing that could satisfy me.
You are gay.
And I'd say the last thing that really started getting to me, well, no, there's so many things that got to me. What am I even talking about? How all my bosses made me run errands for them. Hey, can you get a pair of scissors? Hey, can you get that? Hey, can you get this? I'm not your bitch boy. Not your bitch boy.
Hey, that's how you start, man. You have to start at the bottom. You were starting a new career. You have to expect to clean toilets and get towels and be getting somebody a cup of coffee. I mean, that's just how it works.
No, I didn't have to do that in my old gig whatsoever. That's bitch work.
Yeah, well,
that's bitch work.
Well, you don't go that high on the rung, you know, on at a gym.
Yeah,
like, there's not really much. There's management. There's trainers, no. And there's working the front desk. That's pretty much it.
Oh, everyone else in my position was like 21 to 23, and I'm sitting there with my gray pubic curls on top of my head. I'm 27. My life's just going horribly wrong. It's
make it go back, turn back the world.
There, that is what I say every day to myself. I just wake up, hold my head, and pray make it go back.
This is your perception, though, because they're probably thinking the same things about themselves, and you're judging yourself very harshly here.
Like, I always do. I always love to eviscerate myself.
What is the point to judge yourself this harshly is my question. Because it does nothing constructive for you. It just brings you down.
It makes me bitter and better.
Well, if being bitter is your thing, I guess this does help you be more bitter. But generally, judging yourself very, very harshly and not constructively is not a good thing.
Okay, constructively, I've been through a lot in my life that other people haven't been through in terms of difficulties, and it's given me a lot of strengths and wisdoms that other people, especially people my age, don't have. It's also given me the wallet of a 14-year-old. You know what I mean? And I just call it like it is, you know? And until I am some mad, fat, successful guy, I'm a 27-year-old who's driving the bottom rung car, who's renting his place, not that I'm a needy type, but recently I got to thinking, like, hey, maybe instead of banging around and splitting your time between, you know, chicks you have one-nighters with once a month, how about you focus on a girlfriend? That didn't pan out.
But again, you're judging yourself on these superficial things, the car you drive, your job, all this other crap. I mean, if you want to judge yourself with that, you'll be miserable forever.
Well,
I don't think you'll ever get out of that because
no, there's always something better.
Yeah.
But to me, it's more that I haven't made the money in the fields that I want to get into. In the fields I want to get into, I hate myself for being so into cutthroat fields. Like, why do I want to do comedy? You know who else wants to do comedy? Every effing failed stand-up comedian ever. How's that for an answer? I want to do radio. I'm busting my ass right now to get a free friggin' internship, a non-paid internship. That's how cutthroat this business is.
But I think that's what I'm saying, though. You're judging yourself on success, and you have this ideal of success that you're putting yourself against.
I want it now. I want it now.
And you're impatient.
But, I want it now.
You know, you're doing a radio show. I mean, this is a radio show. You have done stand-up.
Yes.
I don't think you're looking at the positive things.
I want it now.
And, you have to be patient. Perseverance and patience. That's your pep talk for today, John.
It moved me. The whole theme of today's show is going to change.
Yeah.
I feel at one with the world.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
And we're back to where I used to be. I'm feeling whole again. So, yeah, I that did hit the spot a little bit, Jerry. I do thank you for that.
I don't know. The big thing, if you want to be artsy for a moment...
Sure, why not? We don't do anything deep on this show. Usually it's me being down, and instead of having, like, the counterpoint, like the dark guy and the light guy, and I'm not saying that because it's the whole Leo John thing, usually there's...
darkness, everybody!
There's a cheery guy, there's an angrier guy on the show. When it's with Will, I love Will because he keeps up with me, but we just dig each other deeper. Like, I'm like, oh, remember when you effed up at this? And then he's like, yeah, I do remember that. Hey, remember the time that chick cheated on you and left you? I'm like, yeah, yeah. Remember how you lost your hair? It's like, ooh, yeah, yeah, I do. And it just, it kind of goes back and forth. There was a moment on the show a couple weeks ago where we were talking about the friggin' fetuses we've had aborted.
I think you guys are taking this a little personal here.
It's fun though. It's its own form of therapy. But with you, I want to do another show, something a little more uplifting. I'll look for positive advice from you. In fact, what the hell was that? Are they screwing off in the other studio? Are they intruding on our airspace?
I don't know. I heard a bing.
I heard a bing too. It sounded like testing. You are now listening to the CBS broadcast system, you know, circa like 1920.
Yeah, well, another bing, and we'll have to wreck some shop next
year. Yeah, week. We'll go over there. We'll mic us raping the rock.
there's a new person in there. That's what.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold open his penis and rape it with mine.
I think that would
you
be
are gay.
A her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's much easier to rape.
Okay. Anyways, back to being positive. You know, when you talk about doing all of this stuff.
No.
Don't go back to it.
Yes, I will. I will make you positive.
No.
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 I'm going to destroy your show today, and I'm going to force you to try and be a little bit positive.
All right.
So. If you think about all of these things you mentioned, doing comedy and radio,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking about all of these perks that come along with it, you're thinking about being rich and famous.
No, I just want to support myself with it, honestly.
Well, and that will happen over time. But I think the thing you got to remember is that the process of doing it is the thing that is the most fun. That is the thing that is.
I love
is
doing it.
Part.
I mean, I don't make money for that.
Like,
and
honestly,
with you.
when you're gonna, if you ever become a professional, you know, where this is your full time gig.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's really going to change. You're going to be in a radio studio with your buddies or the people that you know, and you're going to be doing this. But you're already doing it, is my point. And the process is not really going to change. So when you're doing it, just enjoy it as much as you can. That's all, you know.
Okay.
And the same thing goes for comedy. You'll get better at what you're doing, but
stop it! I'm smiling.
The act of doing comedy is the reward. Yes, it's this positive nonsense crap, but I can't help but spout it.
I'm gonna have to listen to all my bad sound bites. We're gonna go down them.
You need many years of therapy.
We have that.
Make it go back. Turn back the world.
We have that. That's for regret, and then
strong men also cry.
Oh, it's not working 100%, but it's getting there.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. Oh, I'll take it. Okay. Well, you know what? Then what could I get advice from here? I mean, I'll get your impartial advice here. The last in question, the one where I had that amazing 7 days of seven-dayness. We really haven't talked in weeks. Not that it ended on a bad note, it just kind of ended.
Well,
I
don't know how many details you want to bring from the relationship.
Oh, I don't care.
The conversation.
Go for it. Ask away. Interview away.
Oh.
We'll just go to this for filler, because all I have is a story about me and drag in front of kids and getting hard-ons. And we'll go to that about 3:50.
Well, from what I understand, I don't think she ever really wanted a relationship.
Yeah,
with
I'm thinking I was just kind of the fling.
Yeah.
And I was led to believe I was more, which is very disheartening when you get played by a woman. Because usually I'm not. Not that I'm the one who plays. I'm just very blunt in what I want out of people.
But I don't think she was malicious in her attempt.
No.
I mean, I don't think she was trying.
It was just confusion.
To play you, but I know. But she definitely didn't really want a relationship either.
And she did, we'd be in one.
I don't think you realize that. And I don't know if you realize that yet, but...
No, I have digested it.
I think, you know, as wonderful as some people can be, and as much as you want certain relationships to work, when, you know, someone can't even give you the time of day and call you their girlfriend, that's a bad sign. If someone cannot call you their girlfriend, and you ask them, you know, are we dating? Or we're just hanging out. That's usually what you get or whatever.
Yeah.
And that... isn't a good sign. And if you get that, you have to just say, look, that's fine. We just need to stop doing all this extra stuff. Because we'll just be friends or whatever. But, you know, generally that's a bad sign.
And I feel the just friends thing kind of got muddled when it's one thing to make a play. I view it as this. If you make a play for someone, because honestly, I don't say I want anything to happen and I don't talk about feelings and emotions that much unless I want things to go there. Like, when I do my deed, when I scat on the lawn, so to speak, like the dirt dog I am, I'm really open. It's like, you know what? We're friends. We fooled around too, and I dig you as a person. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone that far, but there ain't anything coming out of that. And I think when you think someone's a straight shooter and they really say, duh, I think the world of you, and you know, you shoot rainbows out of your ass, and then you kind of get just chucked to the side. It's a little weird. Like, because I can be trusting when people push the right buttons on me. When I really think they're worthy of investment, I can...
You sure you can, John.
I can let my guard down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is the...
That was me being sassy.
Sassy? You're sassing me, boy?
I'm sassing you.
You know what you need?
I'd have sex with Greeks.
There you go.
Men from Greece.
That's what you need.
Satisfy my urges. I'd satisfy my sexual desires.
You needed that, Jerry.
Yeah, I guess I did.
That was your positive speech.
Mm-hmm.
That was my gift to you so that you'd smile.
Thank you, sir.
Jerry, you've been unemployed. Well, actually, you're right now not really. You're a student, though, so it's okay to not be making much cash.
Yeah, when you just get on Uncle Sam's magic payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't worry about paying it back right now because, yeah, I'm in the hole big time. But I'm getting an education for it. So, and I did the math. I realized that this could negatively affect my finances in the future.
Oh, just a smidge.
But.
Just a pee hair.
You know, what else are you going to do? You know, that's the one nice thing about the government and the country is that they will at least help fund your education. And by doing so, you can get out of a dead-end job or...
That's right, Rich.
I'm agreeing with you.
Whatever.
As
so
is Rick.
Sometimes you got... If you're ready to take that gamble, because it's a gamble,
it is.
Don't know what's going to happen. So you just say, all right, well, I'm going to take out this money, and I'm going to put it on black. Or I'm putting it on red. Or whatever you're doing.
No, Wesley was right. You always bet on black.
But it's a gamble. But at least you're betting on yourself. Okay. And... You have some say on what happens. If you work hard and you're dedicated and hopefully you have some sort of interest in whatever you're studying, you can succeed. And that loan that you took out, and John is raising up his shirt so I can see his boobies, his hairy big boobies. I'm done. I don't even know what I was talking about. I was talking about some crap with the loan system.
Oh, you're so easy to derail, man.
Yes, but, you know, long story short, it's just a gamble. And if you're ready to bet on yourself, John.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
That's a gamble you can take. But, you know, you don't have to do that. Most people that, you know, get into these kind of businesses they work full-time jobs and they do everything else on the side. And you just drink lots and lots
boobies.
Of coffee.
Boobies. Boobies.
John's showing me a boob again.
And boobies.
And his...
And playing boobies.
And playing
no,
boobies.
No, I have pants on under the console. Don't
I
worry.
I hope so.
It hasn't gone that far. I'm not going to drop my trowel and then play...
Go balls deep, Pop.
Go balls deep. You're safe from that.
Thank you.
But, yeah, your long story short, Scratch is tight for you.
Yes, long story short, it is. And there's really, you just learn how to live a little humbly. Learn how to, and hopefully you have wonderful parents like I have who will help support you as you're getting your education. But if you don't.
I'd kill for that.
If you don't, then you got to pick up an extra job or do something.
I'd kill for that. My mom would spend $20,000 on magic beans.
Well,
I love her, but oh, with a dollar. Even my dad, at his most profound, God rest his soul, would say, "I love your mother, but oh, with a dollar." And then he'd just shake his head in that Al Bundy, a fat woman walked into a shoe store today kind of way.
Money's tough, man. There's just there's nothing you can get around that, and especially if you're coming from a really poor background, like some of the people that I see in Richmond,
like me,
like you, you're rich compared to some of the people you know that.
Why? Because I'm white
in the inner city.
That's very racist. It's disgusting.
There are white people in the inner city too. There are white people. There are Spanish.
If it
people.
Ain't white, it ain't right.
Oh, Jerry, how could you say that on air? Jerry, don't make me reach over the console and silence you again. I can't hold your mouth shut.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
You're too strong. Stop saying this. Stop it.
Jeez, John. Anywho.
Yeah, the nervous, the laugh of one, and the other guy can't come up with S to say, so it's just...
Yeah. Back to the... Yeah, I'm not quick. But, I'm sorry.
We
need Will here for the quickness.
I was guilty of it. I was the one. You laughed, and I'm supposed to come back with blah, and everyone, you know, was in shock and awe at my wit, and I got nothing. I just laughed at you. I was just going to say, I feel so ghetto because I was unemployed literally one day, and I had two friends splitting to pick up my bar tab, and it wasn't a big tab. Rich Harmon, God bless him. We all love Rich Harmon.
Darkness, everybody.
And Harmon picked up $4 for my Parmesan quesadillas because I'm on the health food kick, remember? And then Dave O'Brien. I also love the Irishman Dave O'Brien. And Dave picked up my two $2 beers. So it'd be one thing if it was like $100 and like, you know, I got so obliterated that I didn't realize what I was drinking. And just crushed a tab like at a strip club or something. Jerry, they split an $8 tab for me.
Hey,
it was very sweet. Don't get me wrong.
It's a kind thing to do, you know? Yeah, sometimes you have to accept people's kindness.
It made me feel as tiny as the Asian woman's penis. But it was a kind thing to do. And I will take free money. I don't care, you know?
No, you don't.
I was
like the pizza a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what do I owe you for that? I made sure to scamper out before collection time.
I think everybody did.
Oh, you just got screwed, man.
We're done with pizza. I got to go. See you.
Yeah, Rich Harmon had a birthday party a couple weeks ago. Rich turned 33, and so how do we celebrate? We get him pizza and cake like he's 8.
Hey, it was fun, though. You have to admit. Having pizza and cake and playing video games is how a birthday should be celebrated. I am a staunch supporter of that.
You're a kid toucher, but I love you anyhow. No, it hit the spot, man. It was right after all the S was hitting the fan for me, and it was just good and laid back, and I had fun. For some reason, I'm really salivating for some junk food and cigarettes. What are you doing after the show?
We're
going to the mall and getting junk food and cigarettes.
I don't know about cigarettes, but I can do junk food.
I can totally do cigarettes. They're delicious. You put them in your mouth. You smoke them.
I'll tell you what, man. Those cigarettes from...
John B. Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
The Bot Shafters.
Bot Shafters.
The German craftsmanship. Evident.
They are some nice cigarettes.
They're the best cigarettes I've ever smoked.
They
actually smell better after you smoke them.
They're quality.
I had been thinking about the gym today. No.
I would say that would probably be a little bit more constructive to go to the gym.
Yeah, but we're going to go to the mall. Let's, like, get Cinnabon and smoke some cigarettes.
Oh, jeez, Cinnabon.
Yeah.
No.
Let's eat Cinnabon until we can't eat anymore,
no,
and then
man.
We'll take it rectally.
Absolutely.
We'll have them just feed the dough into our butts, and they'll use the icing as lube.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not gay.
No, not at all.
Oh, man. No. Yeah, junk food sounds good.
Okay.
I've been living off junk food the past week.
I've been really healthy. I just, for whatever reason, I had that yen. And I just noticed we got a text message from Dear Brian Carr, he asked if we can say cock on air. For the record, according to FCC regulation, you can't, but I just did.
Wow. So is he listening right now? Can we get him? Can we get a call in?
Brian could call in if he wants. Am I supposed to give? Okay, this is what they taught me in the radio class. Everybody, if you wish to call in, please do call at 703-560-TALK. That's, again, 703-560-TALK. There, that was my big hyper DJ voice.
All right.
Are you happy? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
I didn't want anyone to call in. I wanted to talk to you and show you titties and nipples.
Well, let's talk. Talk to me.
Well, we're down the home stretch.
We got, 15 minutes?
No, 10.
10.
Not even that, because I leave with, 4 minutes left, so Squire can chill. Squire's the dude after me.
He does,
Night Train Memories.
Gotcha.
Good show. Sounds of the City, if I recall.
Well, I guess we're coming to the close of our conversation.
I mean, hell, we could bail early. I'm my own boss. We don't have sponsors here. Crap. All I got left is I shot I'm not being the unemployed bum. Honestly, I'm doing really the things I'm passionate about. I have written an act. I have been blowing up JFK's phone. I even went so far as to drive to JFK, and there was a blonde in glasses, which I love, with huge T's. And I forced myself against my better judgment to flirt with her to get that internship position. It was so abhorrent to me to have to objectify her and be all flirty, but I did it. And so hopefully I'll get the position and sleep my way to the top through the secretary. I don't know what I'm talking about. She was a cutie, though. And last but not least, they are having, I don't know, all five of you listening, if you're fans of Always Sunny in Philly, I know that Jerry is.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. Great, dirty, yet witty show. It's everything I would seek in my humor. It's fast, and it's shocking, but at the same time, there's a wit behind it. I don't like shock for shock's sake, and wit without shock is pretty good, but if you can get a little bit of shock and dirty, dirty laughs that are also brainy laughs, that's where you've won my blue ribbon. And there's an open contest on FX to kind of write a show in the vein of Always Sunny, and you submit your short by May 11th. Well, lo and behold, Leo banged out a script. Good old Leo. I helped improv a little bit on it, and we filmed it today. Mine is getting filmed next week, but mine involved me. He texted me yesterday. He's like, "You mind wearing a cheerleader outfit?" And I text him back. I'm like, "You're talking to me." He's like, "I know, but I had to make sure."
So you guys are filming two separate bits?
Two separate three-minute shorts.
Okay. And they're going to be submitted separately. They're not part of one thing.
No, everyone gets one submission.
And so it's just, what are you doing, like a monologue?
No, you shoot little scenes like a sitcom, dude.
So who's in your scene?
We got Leo, me, and his girlfriend, Mel.
Oh, okay. And so you're using the same cast in three different scenes?
Yeah, in two. Okay. We're going to use the same cast, because screw it, they're actors. They know what to do. He comes back today with my cheerleader outfit, and it's the Sherry O'Terry Spartans costume. You know what I mean? I'm like, screw it. We're going for funny here. So I cut it at the midriff, and I have to put on whitey tighties, which I have to dig out of my, I have three or four pairs of whitey tighty. They're not really whitey tighties. They kind of come halfway down the thigh. If I were in shape, you'd look like Marky Mark in them, but I'm not. So they just kind of, they get over the fat hump in my thigh and then just squeeze into my crotch. Yeah, except my fat ass keeps them out of my crack. So at least that. Thank God for small miracles. And I flip it inside out because Al Bundy teaches us that's how you wear underwear 2 days in a row. I found the only pair without skid marks. And although a scene with the skid mark worked in would have been great. And we have to shoot on a basketball court, because Leo's black and there has to be a basketball scene. That's the law. We show up. Thank God it's not like kids playing t-ball or playing soccer or anything like that. But I'll be goddamned if it wasn't two little kids with three moms there and two of the three weren't vicious MILFs. I don't know about you. I've never really popped a boner in a skirt before. They don't cover much, Jerry. I'm now I'm looking over at Jerry, playing with his glasses, blowing on his thick-framed black emo glasses.
I had something on there, man. Go ahead. Continue your story.
No.
You were giving me nipples when I was telling my story, so I can fiddle with my glasses.
You are a tough man. I am a gentle flower. There is a difference here. Lo and behold, I'm staring at this MILF. One of them's rocking. I love a chick that can just do T-shirt and jeans. I don't know about you.
Whatever. Whatever works. Whatever works. Am all for anything that works.
I'm not so into the polished club chicks. I want a chick who's going to do T-shirt and jeans, because that's what you're going to get 9 times out of 10 anyhow.
I like T-shirt and jeans.
Mommy's wearing T-shirt, jeans, and shades and just has this tight ass. And I'm starting to get a hard-on in a effing Spartan cheerleader skirt. And I'm having to put the pom-pom in front of my dick. So this little kid isn't traumatized for life. As it is, this little angelic Aryan being is seeing this fat, you know, Eastern European stock walk by her with his hairy belly coming out, a pom-pom on his junk, and I, you know, the sleeves are rolled up to show the guns and my hairy upper arms, you know. Look like a friggin' Armenian gun runner or something. Mm-hmm. Just a disgusting sight. And, you know, I go to town shaming myself. I'm doing high kicks in this thing with my junk flapping in the wind like scenes in Braveheart. And the whole time, these two moms are just kind of looking on. I'm screaming the F word in some scenes loudly. I'm sure the kids heard it. And then we have to walk past them like 20 minutes later, like, hey, what's up? You know, hope we didn't ruin your life. Hope you enjoyed the sights you saw. And I don't know. It was challenging, man. You know, it's really something to go out there and drag like a skirt that barely hangs below your balls.
Yeah. You got to put your ego away when you're in drag and showing your private parts.
I did drag once before, but not like that. I made a pretty penny. No, it was the Halloween. It was the Halloween when John didn't get his costume in time. And so he said, hey, everyone's got wigs and dresses. And so I went to Marshall's. Then I went to Ross to find something more flattering. I dressed for less. The rest is history. I'm thinking pretzels and smokes. I don't care if we're 3 minutes short.
Hey, can I plug my Muppet thing? My puppet thing?
Is it going to occupy time?
Yeah, five seconds. I just want to...
Sweet. No, say it twice.
Hey, if Brian's listening, then at least I can get his feedback. Okay. So I've been working on developing these puppet things. And for anybody that's listening,
you
I was just hoping
gay.
That you could hit YouTube. If you look up Gustave Courbet, GustaveCourbet. Gustave Courbet.
How do you spell that?
I did a mockumentary on Gustave Courbet. And just check it out and leave comments on YouTube.
You are gay.
Let me know what you think.
Really?
That's it.
Spell it again.
What? No.
Spell it again.
You are gay.
G. U. S.
You are gay.
T. A.
Keep it coming.
V. E.
No, I'm not gay.
C. O. U.
I said I am not gay.
B. E.T.
When did it get so fucking hard to get laid in this town?
Oh, when did it, Hank? When did it? Well, everybody, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Again, the archives, www.inpapasbasement.com. And hopefully on YouTube you will be seeing the shorts we shot for Always Sunny. And then you'll see them on TV when I'm rich and better than you. Because I learned nothing from you, Jerry. Hey. I'm going to measure myself with the material successes.
That's great.
I love you.
And I hope you take them with you when you leave this world.
I will.
Zing!
All right, guys. Peace.
Hey, kids. Why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, my. Do I sound like that?
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
I don't know why I can't just go to work and be happy like I'm supposed to, like everybody else.
Peter, most people don't like their jobs. But you go out there and you find something that makes you happy.
Yeah. Well, I may never be happy at my job, but I think that if I could be with you, that I could be happy with my life. I've been a real asshole, but if you could give it another shot, I promise
okay,
you, Joanna.
Whoa, hey, what's going on here? Get a room, you two.
Will you ask me if I'll forget my baby? I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You asked me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You asked me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You asked me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.